Welcome to the BritLit podcast. Today we are going to complete Act 4, Scene 1 of Shakespeare's Macbeth. Today the Macduff Acting Company has prepared the scene, and I'm going to pass it on over to them.
Up to this point, the witches came to Macbeth and Banquo, saying that Macbeth will be Thane of Cawdor, and Banquo's children will be kings. After that, Macbeth took fate into his own hands and killed King Duncan and Banquo. From then on, he went on a mad, power-hungry killing spree, killing all who stood in his way. In this scene, the witches have returned, and Macbeth has come to see what more they have to say about him. They give three apparitions, leaving him with a sense of security for himself. The scene is cool because it leaves a suspenseful lead for the rest of the play. This is an abridged version of Act 4, Scene 1, lines 44 through 156. I'm Dane, and I'll be playing Lennox and the Second Witch.
I'm Kristen, and I'll be playing Macbeth and the Second Apparition.
Hey, I'm Megan, and I'll be the Third Witch and the Third Apparition.
I'm Alec, and I'm going to be the First Witch and the Second Apparition.
Dum, dum, dum.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something that wicked this way comes. Open locks, whoever knocks.
How now, you secret black and midnight hags? What is it you do?
A deed without a name.
I conjure you by that which you profess, however you come to know it, answer me, though you untie the winds and let them fight against the churches, though the treasure of nature's germs tumble all together, even till destruction, answer me to what I ask you.
Speak.
Demand.
We'll answer.
Say if thou'd rather hear it from our mouths or from our masters.
Call him, let me see him.
Pour in so's blood and hath eaten her nine fell grease that's sweetened from a murderer's giblet thrown into the flame.
Come high or low, thyself in office deftly show.
Tell me, thou unknown power.
He knows thy not. Hear his speech, but say thou not.
Macbeth, 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 beware Macduff. Beware the Thane of Fife. Dismiss me. Enough. Whatever thou art, for thy good caution thanks, thou hast harped my fee all right, but one word more.
He will not be commanded. Here's another, more potent than the first.
Macbeth, Macbeth, Macbeth.
Had I three ears, I'd hear thee.
Be bloody bold and resolute, laugh to scorn the power of man, for none of woman born shall harm Macbeth.
Then live, Macduff. What need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance, double sure, and take the bond of fate. Thou shalt not live, that I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies, and sleep in spite of thunder.
Boom!
What is this that rises like the issue of a king, and wears upon his baby brow the round and top of sovereignty?
Listen, but speak not!
Be lion mettle proud, and take no care who chafes, who frets, or where conspirers are. Macbeth shall never vanquished be until great Birnam Wood to high Dunsnane Hill shall come against him.
That will never be. Who can impress the forest, bid the tree, and fix his earth-bound root? Rebellion's head, rise never till the wood of Birnam rise, and our high place Macbeth. Yet my heart throbs to know one thing. Tell me, if your art can tell me so much, shall Banquo's issue ever reign in this kingdom?
Seek to know no more.
I will be satisfied. Deny me this, and an eternal curse will fall on you. Let me know, why sings that cauldron, and what noise is this?
Show.
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 Show his eyes and grieve his heart. Come like shadows, so depart.
Thou art like the spirit of Banquo. Down, thy crown does sear mine eyeballs and thy hair. Thou other gold-bound brow is like the first. A third is like the former. Filthy hags, why do you show me this? That twofold balls and treble scepters carry. Horrible sight, now I see 'tis true. For the blood-boltered Banquo smiles upon me and points at them for his. What is this so?
Aye, sir, all this is so. But why stands Macbeth thus amazedly? Come, sisters, cheer we up his spirits. And show the best of our delights. I'll charm the air and give a sound while you perform your antic round, that this great king may kindly say our duties did his welcome pay.
Where are they? Gone? Let this pernicious hour stay I a curse in the calendar. Come in without there.
What's your grace's will?
Saw you the weird sisters?
No, my lord.
Came they not by you?
No, indeed, my lord.
Infected by the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them. I did hear the galloping of horses. Who was it came by?
'Tis two or three, my lord, and bring your word. Macduff has fled to England.
Fled to England?
Aye, my good lord.
Time now anticipate my dread exploits. The flighty purpose never is overtook unless the deed go with it. From this moment, the very firstlings of my hand shall be the firstlings of my hand. Even now, to crown my thoughts with acts, be it thought and done, the castle of Macduff I will surprise, seize upon Fife, give to the edge of the sword his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate souls that trace him in his line. No boasting like a fool. This deed I'll do before this purpose cool. But no more sights. Where are these gentlemen? Come, bring me where they are.
That was Act 4, Scene 1. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you will join us next time on the Britlit Podcast.